News update is brought to you by Ozentowski Farm Equipment of Badax and Pigeon. Aaron Donald Klee entered a plea in circuit court this week in connection with multiple felony cases and is now awaiting sentencing. Klee was arraigned Monday, November 24th, on charges including larceny by conversion and absconding. He pleaded no contest to larceny by conversion and absconding and pleaded guilty as a habitual offender, second offense on the absconding count. Under a plea agreement, additional charges against Klee will be dismissed and he will be required to pay restitution to the victim or victims in this case. Klee is scheduled for a sentencing at 10 a.m. on February 3rd, 2026. And everything has finally come together for the village of Owendale to be able to start the wastewater lagoon repair project. The engineering firm of Fleiss and Vanderbrink, who have worked with the village and council on the lagoon project, were selected during this month's village meeting to be the project engineers for the wastewater lagoon work. The cost for that company's service will be $49,100. Village Clerk Randy Howard explained that the bidding and contract are expected to be done by the end of March 2026, with the construction work on the lagoon to be done in the summer of 2026. The work is expected to be completed by the end of the summer in 2027. Some of the work the lagoon needs is replacing the valves, a concrete pump house structure needs to be replaced, and some other repairs in order to meet the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, or EGLE, requirements. In the spring, the village was awarded a $476,000 grant to address the critical infrastructure at the wastewater sewer lagoon that is north of the village. And downtown Cass City is ready for the holiday season. The village council approved hiring professional artists to create a winter wonderland on windows in the downtown area, especially the windows of the businesses that are vacant. Six brush monkeys from Ann Arbor were hired to paint whimsical and landscape winter scenes on windows. The paint the artists used is long-lasting and weather-resistant, so their original designs will last until spring, which is when the next window washing is scheduled. The funding to pay for the artist came from the village's community promotion tax levy and the Downtown Development Authority. Besides adding a touch of whimsical beauty, the window murals will also incorporate a unique item or character as a component for a scavenger hunt with prizes for the winners. The forms for the scavenger hunt are available at the municipal building or online at casscity.org. The entries must be submitted by December 8th. When we come back after this Ozentowski sponsor message, we'll get to our national, international news and our obituaries.
Tim Ozentowski, as your financial advisor and as you're looking towards retirement, you seem to have put away some green for your future.
Ah!
What did I say wrong?
I think he's looking for a different financial advisor now that you said that word.
What word?
Green, you know. Tim's whole life revolves around red. Red Case IH tractors, that is.
I better call him fast. Hey, Tim, I wanted to ask you a question. I was thinking of buying a new red Case IH farm all tractor. You know red is my favorite color.
Now you're talking. I could talk all day about the Case IH farm all tractors. Come see me and test drive one today. Case IH agricultural tractors, as well as the Case IH farm all tractors, are the symbol of reliability, price, and satisfaction. That's why red is my favorite color too. Talk to you soon.
Phew! That was a close one, and gonna be expensive too.
Not really. They now have 0% financing for up to 60 months on approved credit.
See the complete lineup of Case Agricultural and Case IH Farmall tractors at Ozentowski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe today.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom once again. My name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, a Texas church employee has been charged with impersonating an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent in what authorities describe as an extortion scheme, with court documents alleging that the suspect used a fake law enforcement role to intimidate people and extract money under the guise of immigration enforcement. And in our international news, southern Ukraine and Russia's Rostov region have reported new civilian casualties following overnight missile and drone strikes, with Ukrainian officials saying residential buildings in Kiev were hit and Russian authorities reporting deaths on their side, underscoring how frontline and cross-border attacks remain intense even as diplomatic initiatives are discussed. And we have a couple of obituaries for this hour. Eugene Bush Ignash, 94, a Philian, passed away peacefully on November 23, 2025, at Covenant Glen of Frankenmuth, Michigan. He was born on May 13, 1931, in Kindy. He married Virginia Wisneski on October 21, 1950. Eugene is survived by his children, Dale, Rachel, Kenneth, 4 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. Per Eugene's wishes, cremation has taken place. He will be buried with his wife, Virginia, at St. Mary's Cemetery in Dwight Township at a later date. Memorial service will be held on December 11, 2025 at St. Mary of Chestakawa Church in Dwight Township, Kindy, Michigan. The visitation will be before the service at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the church. Eugene's family would like to offer a special thanks to Compasses Hospice and everyone at Covenant Glen of Frankenmuth for your compassion and support and care, and to the staff at Covenant Glen who went above and beyond their duties. Thank you. Memorials may be offered in the name to St. Mary's of Chautauqua Church, Annunciation of the Lord's Parish, and condolences may be shared at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Linda Luella Crone, age 71, of Elkton, passed away Sunday, November 22, 2025, at Courtney Manor while under hospice care, with her best friend Diane lovingly by her side. Linda was born December 2, 1953. Linda is survived by her mother, Anna Marie Shuba Crone, siblings Richard, Sally, Robin, sister-in-law, special friends, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. The family wishes to extend a heartfelt thanks to all the friends and loved ones for their support, prayers, and kindness. A special thank you to the staff of Courtney Manor for their compassion and care. May her memory be eternal. Funeral service will be held Monday, December 1, 2025 at Ransford Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Pigeon at 7 p.m. with visitation from 1 p.m. until the time of service. Memorials may be offered to the family's discretionary fund, care of Robin Elliott. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at RansfordFuneralHome.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon.